Dermot O'Connor, the league campaign is behind. From a Mayo point of view, you retain status and, you know, you're quite comfortable and had some good victories. So you must be quite satisfied with the way it went.
We are, yeah. Still a lot of areas to improve on. But as you said, still in Division 1, which is always good. We showed in spells, I think, what we can do. But just improving on the consistency and stuff. But, yeah, no, on a personal level, just a bit disappointing or frustrating not to play more of the league or be involved. Just a bit of an injury picked up. So, yeah, I'm just looking to try and working and clearing that up and getting back on the pitch.
And, of course, getting back on the pitch is looking forward to that trip to New York.
Yeah, it's great. It's only around the corner now. It doesn't be long coming around. Yeah, it's a great experience playing over there. I'd be lying if it's, I said it's the same as any other championship game. It's not. But at the end of the day, it is still a kind of quarter final, so you have to prepare for it the same as any other game.
There's a particular buzz, though, isn't there, in going to Gaelic Park? It's a kind of a special place. It's most unusual.
It is, yeah. I'm very lucky. This will be my third time going over now, so it's a great experience, and seeing all the Mayo supporters over there in one of the biggest cities in the world, it is great.
And it's a great occasion for all the people that had to emigrate over to New York, you know, and they really feel that they're back at home again when they're playing, are involved with a Mayo team in the Gaelic grounds playing against New York.
Absolutely, and I have some friends over there myself, so I'm looking forward to, after the game, meeting up with them and meeting all the Mayo supporters out there. But yeah, we just have to remain focused on the task at hand between now and then.
Yeah, after the game is great fun, but the game itself, now that's a different kettle of fish. They had a big win last year, so they'll be a little bit more confident about their approach this year.
Yeah, definitely. They've seen some great players. They had some great players in the team last year as well. So yeah, it's a bit of the, you don't know what to expect or who'll be playing with them as well. But I'm sure our management have our homework done. But for us as players, we just have to remain focused on our own prep and getting our own things right.
And from the point of view of the Connacht Championship itself, a lot of people like are saying, oh, Galway, Mayo, Roscommon. But you can't be thinking like that going over to New York.
Absolutely not. No. Like, if you're serious about continuous improvement and being the best you can be, your prep and focus should be the same for every single game. If you're finding extra motivation for certain games, yeah, you should be asking yourself questions. So, we're always trying to just look at ourselves and see where we can improve, and individually then where I can improve and help the team.